The world's Clark Boyd is also in London, but really doesn't want to be. He's one of the thousands of travelers stranded by the volcanic cloud. And Clark, you really need to get back here, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are worse places, obviously, in the world to be stuck than London. But I am moving house on Wednesday. And not only moving house, but supposed to be moving to Brussels, Belgium, on Wednesday. So I really do need to get home.
So you got to get back to Boston, then back to Europe. Is it tough right now? Because, I mean, who can you be angry at? Not at the airline companies.
No. No, what you see is a lot of people on TV who are somehow angry at Iceland. They're angry at a volcano. None of that makes much sense to me. There's nothing that can be done about it. And quite frankly, based on what I'm hearing about flying a plane through this volcanic ash, I wouldn't want to be on a plane flying through it. So all we can do right now is just wait it out.
And if you don't get out, I imagine your wife might end up having to do all the packing. What have you heard from other travelers? Is anyone coming up with kind of creative solutions to getting from here to there?
Options are limited, but have come across some creative ways around it. Simon Calder, who is a travel writer, was stuck in Norway. He was on a skiing vacation there, and his flight was canceled. So he actually booked a berth on a cargo ship. Here's him talking about it.
Many long-distance trains and ferries are booked up because of the aviation chaos, so the only way I could guarantee getting back to Britain was one of the last three berths on this cargo ship, which left Norway in the early hours of the morning.
So there you go. If you can, if you can stand being on a cargo ship, that's one way to go. The other interesting one that I found was one of my favorite comedians in the world, John Cleese, of the Monty Python group. He was stuck in Oslo. He just hired a cab. He just got a cab driver, paid him over $5,000 to make the 930-mile drive with him in the car to Brussels. He was hoping to get on a train. I hate to tell him that there may not be a train available for him when he gets there.
Right. Unfortunately, there's no taxi for you from London to Boston, and even if there were, I'm not sure accounting would pick up the tab.
No, I doubt it.
The world's Clark Boyd, stuck in London by the volcanic ash storm. Thanks, and the best of luck, Clark, getting back.
Thank you, Marco.